Welcome to the New Doctoral Student Consortium, or NDSC, podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of chatting with three folks from the Management Consulting Division, or MCD. MCD is one of NDSC's sponsors, and we're really grateful for that partnership. Here to talk with me today about the Management Consulting Division are Dr. Carol Bousquet, Dr. Ivory Sims, and Dr. Pierre El Haddad. To start, could you briefly introduce yourself, what university you're at, and your current role with the Management Consulting Division?
My name is Carol Bousquet. I'm an associate professor at Idrak Business School and a consultant in change management, particularly in SMEs. I am the current division chair of the Management Consulting Division, and I've been a member of the Academy of Management for 10 years now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ivory Sims. I hail from Cleveland, Ohio, with Case Western Reserve University. I have a very interdisciplinary role as a scholar practitioner. I actually work for the School of Medicine with Case Western Reserve University, being the Director of Operations and Partnerships for an Environmental Research Center. I am the new program chair for the MC and so happy that you guys are with us today listening. Thank you.
And my name is Pierre El Haddad. I live in Paris. I come from Lebanon. I've lived and worked in three countries, the United States, France, and Lebanon. Before coming back to academia, I have 25 years of experience in the packaging industry. In Paris, I am an associate professor at INSEC Grande École, and I also have a small consulting firm here in Paris.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all for joining us on this podcast today. Would love to start really broadly with what is the Management Consulting Division?
So I'm really glad we can take a few minutes to introduce MCD and not MOC, because sometimes there is a confusion between as a two division. So how can we define the Management Consulting Division? People often say we're a bridge. Well, we actually are many bridges. We connect academia and practice, but also disciplines, professions, methods, and generation. And what makes us truly unique is our diversity. In our division, you will have consultants, CEOs, professionals from large firms and small organizations, and scholars from all over the world. And you'll also meet those who live right in between, such as me, Pierre, and Ivory, practitioners who are turning toward research, scholars who want to ground their work in real organizational challenges, and those hybrid profiles, scholar practitioners who basically works on both legs. Why does this matter for you, especially if you're a doctoral student? It's because research shouldn't just sit on a shelf. It should be accessible, understandable, and useful. It should make a difference in organizations, in society, and in people's life. And to make that difference, we need to work hand in hand with companies to find not only solution, but concrete solution grounded in evidence that generate real impact. On the other side, and let's be honest, the consulting world sometimes suffers from buzzwords and magical thinking, and too much energy gets lost in advice that isn't evidence-based, and that's exactly where our divisions stand out. So we do promote scientific consulting, and we believe in rigor, in relevance, in evidence-based approaches that lead to concrete and applicable results. And so if you're curious about how research can make a real impact in practice, you're most welcome. You'll find mentors, you'll find collaborators, and hopefully some friends too. And so welcome.
Wonderful. Given the unique situation each of you have in your own history and how that's relevant to your belonging in this division. I wondered if each of you could kind of talk a bit about what MC means to you and why this is your home division.
Sure, I can talk about what MC means to me and why it's my home division. So I started out in industry before I came into academia. I have 20 plus years working in industry. And one of my favorite roles was as my time as a management consultant. I have your traditional big four financial firm background. I worked for KPMG. I worked for your high ranking sustainability firms. And as I made this shift into academia, I was always taught that you need to find your home. You need to find your tribe as it relates to your work, who you are as a scholar, and also just your networking as well. And with the management consulting group, it gives me that home, especially what I felt in industry, where I had to travel a lot to client sites and I had to travel overseas. And so I'm around different brilliant minds from different cultures. The MC is home to me for that. Just with the different global presence that we have. Also, it's very interdisciplinary as it relates to economics, entrepreneurship, different research methods as well. We're very interdisciplinary in that realm as well. So this was my home. MC is my tribe, for lack of better words, just something I was taught in academia. And it was kind of hard for me to find that at first because I'm not a traditional scholar, as in the traditional scholar track. No one can see my air horns or quotation marks on the podcast, but I just want to say I'm making these physical movements, but I'm not a traditional scholar in that realm. But being around practitioner scholars, where you're looking at what is taking place in the market, these real world issues and situations, and where you want to apply evidence-based solutions. And as we always talk about your scientific methods and consulting, this was a home for me.
MCD, if you care about impact, you'll find it at MCD. Publications impact. This is where you can publish. And if you want impact on society, impact on the enterprise, this is also where you will find your home. So it's about academic impact, the citations. It's also about impact on the field, on the enterprise, on the associations, on the NGOs, on the administrations. What makes us different from the others is that we are the bottleneck of the science of management. Why? Everybody wants to prove their worth in the field, right? If everybody wants to prove their worth in the field, they have to translate all these nice, big, beautiful theories into impact on the field. And this is what we do. We translate theories into practice, and then we use practice also to abstract other theories, new theories. This is what makes us different. So we live in two worlds, or may I say, these two worlds live in us. This is what makes us different. So if you have the heart, if you have the wit, if you have the courage, if you have the tenacity to prove your worth, what you're writing about, you're welcome. If you don't have the courage to test what you preach, your theories in the field, there are plenty of other divisions, and you're always welcome to come to us.
Given this description of MCD and how it connects between research and practice, I know that's something doctoral students can struggle in figuring out early on, and a lot of it in those early years can be shaped by what the perspective is of the faculty in your department for your program. So as they're trying to figure out how they engage with practitioners and with the organizational field in general, what are some ways that this division can serve as a resource or guidance, provide guidance for doctoral students?
Do you want an answer or a whole volume? I can speak volume.
a teaser to get them started.
So we know that the field, when you are in your dissertation stage, is something that you can sometimes struggle with. But we can put our doctoral students in a relation with our network. We can also, yes, help them to go through this field phase, especially with our learning labs. We are still available to answer their question. And something that is really important that we have our own doctoral consortium during the annual meeting. I will leave the floor to my program chair, because she was in charge of a wonderful doctoral consortium, which was, I think, totally complementary to the new doctoral consortium that you organized. It's not in replacement. It's just to go deeper and meet some mentors that are able to guide our students through the different stages of their dissertation, especially with this big empirical and field part.
Thank you for that, Carol. So I'll continue to speak about the doctoral consortium and which the MC has. And a lot of the forward progression of our doctoral consortium comes specifically from the students. So we're always soliciting feedback from the students on what is it that you need? What is it that you're looking for? And since we have such a global presence within the MC, one of the things that we love to highlight is that part of our doctoral consortium, we situate our students in groups that are not with their peers, meaning not with their respective universities, because we all have the opportunity to speak and discuss our research with people who hear it all the time. And so wanting to make sure that this is a way where we prepare you for the market as it relates to if you want to go the full scholar track, or that even a practitioner, putting you in the place with scholars and also global peers around the world to have to discuss your research and receive that feedback, that constructive feedback, that is a preparation phase. Another thing that we implemented coming from our students by demand, they said, I would like to see who I'm going to be in the room with. How about some video presentations? And I ended up implementing that. I said, that was part of my training as a student. I had to give a 3-minute pitch, elevator pitch, on what my research was about. I gave the students a 2-minute grace. I said, record yourself 5 minutes and give me an elevator pitch. Some of the students, at first they kind of fought with it, like, who can do this, But at the end, when I met the students in person, they said, Dr. Sims, I thank you for the exercise because it forced me to think. And it forced me to think about how am I going to communicate my research to people who don't know me? This is not my research advisor. This is not my peers within the classroom. So this is just that way where the MC uniquely just applies that real world application to what we're learning in the classroom. And then as my colleagues say to Carol, we're hoping that with the discussants that you're also assigned with, that you're building these relationships, that the relationship does not have to stop there at the consortium. They can continue with that feedback, also of future collaborations for publications. So this is kind of like that applicable way where we try to provide some mentorship and networking and that real world experience beyond the classroom.
I also like to add, thank you, Ivory, that our division is a division with the more executive members. So when you are a member of MCD, you are equally along academic, but also executive people that do own their own enterprises, that do own their companies, that are managers, that are CEOs. And so you have a direct relationship with them, and there is no gap between the students and the practitioners that could help them during their dissertation phases, but also after, because I want to remind everybody that the dissertation, the PhD, it's just a starting point.
I'll add one layer here. The doctoral consortium that Dr. Sims organized was the best I've seen since I have been in the Academy of Management, and not only in the MC division. Because it was interactive, because it was about the students, because it was about impact, because they were in the room, as Dr. Carol said, there were executives in the room, there were students in the room, there were educators in the room, there were practitioners in the room. On the other hand, a few years ago, I wanted to do some research on improvisation. I volunteered with the firefighters. I still am a firefighter. So if it's about anything, this division is about the people who walk the talk. Not only do we speak about research, we do research, we live research, and we live by our research. I lay my case.
I love that. And I think that sounds like a really great opportunity. We love highlighting for our listeners the different consortium that are put on at AOM every year for doctoral students. And it's really important to keep an eye out for those. So just getting a little into the specifics in case they're like, oh, that sounds like something I really don't want to miss. Is this something where you have an application form that goes out ahead of time, or is it first come, first serve? If they want to attend this doctoral consortium next year, how do they get involved?
Okay, who wants to go first? Because so Ivory and I organized doctoral consortium the last 2 years, but Pierre is a new PDW chair, so he will be in charge of coordinating the new one. But I think that we are all in agreement that we are welcoming everybody, and then we book the room accordingly of the number of people we expect to have in our doctoral consortium. But I will leave the floor to Pierre.
Easy. They have two solutions. Either they wait until the submission center is open, or they can get in touch with us. How can they get in touch with us? Our mails, our LinkedIn, our social media. Just let them take the step. Get in touch, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that every year between October, November, we do have a call of communication for the doctoral consortium. So they just need to follow our LinkedIn page first and be on AOM Connect, and we will send you some information as well so you can relay it to the doctoral student. And if they are willing to participate or just to ask questions, they are most welcome to do so.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of what Carol said, the sooner that you get involved and in contact with our PDW chair, the better. If you really want to receive the full experience of the doctoral consortium, because as our students register, and we also do receive recommendations from scholar peers all over the world, we do begin the process of organizing our students, pairing you with a discussant, making sure that you submit your current body of work and things of that nature. So if you want to really receive some intangible feedback instead of just showing up the day of. We do also accept students who show up the day of that just want to join the conversations. That's great. But if you really want some thoughtful, critical feedback on your work, we do highly recommend that the sooner, the better that you get in touch with us as a leadership team.
And is this consortium targeted at students at a particular stage in their journey? Should they have an idea for their dissertation already, or just be figuring it out?
So that is the beauty of our doctoral consortium. We leave it open. We know that some traditional consortiums, that they at least want you to be a second year or third year. We receive all levels. If you just have an idea and you're looking for feedback to flush out that idea, first year, wet behind the ears, come. If you have now completed your dissertation, and you're now moving on to the publication phase, and you're now looking at on how to take your dissertation paper and to sharpen it for a manuscript, come. So that is the beauty of our doctoral consortium, and that's something that I really do enjoy and I like, is that we take students at every stage because we have scholars and practitioners at every stage. So we have what you need. So we are open and welcome to students at any stage. But if you really want more tangible feedback, we do encourage you to make sure you get in contact with us so that you can register and sign up in advance.
I'd like to add something also that for the two last years, we experienced something in order to allow students to have a full experience on AOM, starting from the submission. So what we requested, I mean, Pierre will be in charge of the organization. So if he wants to change the rules, maybe he will totally be able to do that. But what we started to do is to request from doctoral student to submit as much as possible something that looks like a paper. And we do send instruction to our reviewers saying like, okay, you will receive some doctoral papers and we want you to be as constructive as possible in your feedback. And so the doctoral students experience the emergency of the deadline, if I may say, the submission process on the website, the waiting of the feedbacks, and it's not related to the acceptation of the doctoral consortium. I mean, if their paper is not accepted, it's not a big deal. But we want them to submit a paper. The submission is mandatory. The acceptance is not. It's just to really be confronted to the process because it's learning by doing. And we know that the annual meetings that will follow, they will be more confident in the process, in the different steps, in the timeline to respect, and this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's great. Learning by doing is very important. Certainly, my knowledge of the process changed drastically after I got my first reviewer feedback. Oh, this is what you're going to pay attention to, and this is what this looks like. So yeah, definitely. So in line with that, reaching out and connecting with you all outside of the consortium, what are other ways PhD students can get involved with the division, engage with the division? Is there anything they can do before AOM comes, things that are really great for them to do at AOM? Kind of how do you like students to engage with your division?
I can speak a little bit to that. Something that the MC is now developing and building to make sure that we're in alignment with AOM strategy is our student ambassador program. So we do use our DC as a pipeline for future leaders and also for future volunteers within the MC division. But with our student ambassador program, we do have a committee that we are building, so you do not have to wait until the annual conference or the DC to be involved with us. We are always actively looking for volunteers with our social media, our marketing, our website. If you're interested in learning more about publications sooner rather than later in your doctoral journey, we also have a committee around that as well. So we do not isolate our students to just one siloed activity. We have a plethora of things going on within the MC division, and we're always looking for that young energy. And also those creative ideas, things that are not in our purview, you know, especially with our AI initiatives. I always feel that, you know, students, that they have more of an advancement in this area, where I feel that with faculty, those of us that are older, you know, within this field, that we are just now learning and catching up, where students are already utilizing it in ways and means that we haven't even thought of. So, we have a lot of room for students here. We really do encourage our students to get in contact with us and let us know what their interests are, because there's always room.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ivory. I will jump on that. Basically, we believe in people that do things. So if you want to engage, just reach and say, okay, I'm great at this. I would like to participate this way or this way. And even if it does not exist right now in our website or in our committees, we'll find a way. We are old but still a young division, and we want to have a high development, and we are ambitious. And for that, we relate on young people because they are creative, on old ones too, obviously, because again, we need both legs. Yes, if you are willing to do stuff, just come and reach, and you will be welcome.
And may I add to that that you have several events that are sponsored by the MC division all over the world. And these are invitations for the doctoral students to engage, to come closer to the division, to come closer to this practitioner, scholar community. So they have many opportunities to engage with these events that are happening all around the world. We will not list them here right now. They are all communicated on our communication means, whether it's the Connect or the LinkedIn page. But there are plenty of these events that they are welcome to join. And in many other, in several ways. So it's not only the traditional way of participating in a conference, papers, PDWs, doctoral consortia, but there are discussion sessions with practitioners that are, there are student dedicated sessions where they choose whatever topic they want to talk about and they engage in a discussion with the public. So there are many ways to engage with the community. Very scholarly, less scholarly, very practitioner, less practitioner. So the opportunities are there. The will should come from the other side.
Great.
Yeah, for doctoral student, I mean, it's not targeted for student only, but we do organize between October and December some webinars to help our members to prepare the submission. So basically, webinars on how to submit a PDW, how to submit papers, how to submit a symposium, or to navigate through AOM system. This is the kind of services we are providing.
That's fantastic. Highly relevant for doctoral students because, yes, it's very intimidating the first time. Like, I don't know what this is supposed to look like. How detailed do I go? Like, it's a scary process to navigate the first time. So I think that's great.
And also one thing that I would like to highlight, something we initiated last year that's been a hit, is our speed networking that does take place at the annual conference. It takes place right after our business meeting. And this is where we have different tracks that are set up in the room. And we have all of the scholars, the practitioners, and students that are there that want to connect with those to prepare for next year's conference. You can just go and walk up and just go to your group where there is a track. And then you could begin to just right there on the spot, just talk about ideas for PDWs, symposiums, and things like that. I feel that the earlier that students get exposure to this type of networking and this type of way of working, it sets them up for success. Because this is what you're going to have to do post-PhD life, is to meet scholars, meet your tribe. You have a big tribe, you have many tribes. Meet your tribe, meet your peers. And because as it relates to publishing work and working together, it's all about finding people where you have like-minded interests and that you just naturally enjoy each other's company just as a scholar. So I encourage you to come to that as well. You know, do not feel that you're not mature enough in your field to be able to get that type of exposure. I feel that the sooner, the better. So I just wanted to highlight that as well.
That sounds like a great event. I love the idea of speed networking. Kind of reduces the intimidation factor if things are kind of structured like that.
I'd like to add something as well, is that we have proximity management of our communities. We are building MC group in different regions around the world. Currently, we have an MC group in Poland, one in Italy, one for German people, one in India, one in Africa, and one in Cyprus. And basically, what we are trying to do is to have people in charge of their communities that are able to answer the question of the people that do speak the same language, because we are not all English native speakers. I'm a French woman, and I know that I sound as a French woman right now. So if some students are a little bit shy, they can also reach directly our MCA group leaders to find maybe some proximity in the culture, in the language, and to facilitate the exchange and the accompaniment through the process on AOM.
NDSC focuses on early stage doctoral students, so we are always looking to highlight the resources and opportunities available to these students.
Now, there is an upcoming conference that could be great for them. It's on October 7th, and it's a hybrid conference sponsored by MC. It's really to put into relationship people that want to build submission, PDW and Symposium for AOM 2026 in Philadelphia. So I will send you the link and the invitation, and you can spread it through your network. But I think that would be a really great opportunity. It's happening in France, so the time zone is adjusted to be overlapping with US mostly. So it's from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Paris time. But yes. This is one of our upcoming events, but we have also the RIGHTS conference in November on the 24th and 25th, which is hybrid too, and with scholars and practitioners and enterprises that comes to share their real issues on the field and looking for co-construction with researchers.
And then immediately, our first webinar is going to be how to develop a quality paper. What are some of the components that go into a quality paper? This is in preparation on our way to Philadelphia theme that we discussed. And that first webinar is going to be October 13th. The LinkedIn announcement is officially going to go live tomorrow. And Samantha, I can send you the link for that, that you can post with this. It's going to have the flyer of our speakers for the month of October, November, and December. Just preparing. We're on our way to Philadelphia, reaching towards that lovely January submissions deadline that we that we all anticipate that's coming soon around the corner.
It does come quickly. Those sound like great events. And yes, I will make sure to have those linked in the blurb. Thank you all so much for your time talking with me today. Again, the NDSC is really grateful for our partnership with the Management Consulting Division. Before we close, I want to ask a seemingly simple, potentially complex question of what is one word you would use to describe the Management Consulting Division?
May I?
So if you are.
To describe in one word, it's about courage, but I will add one sentence. If you want to walk the talk and you want someone to walk with you, come to the MCD.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Walking with you. Love it.
I'll say practical. That's something that as in traditional academia, we miss on being taught. How does this research translate into practical real world solutions? So I would say practical.
And I would say bridges. Because we do bridges between students and practitioners, between old and young, between different methods, between different stages in our life. Yes, bridges.
Love it. Wonderful. Those are great words.
Samantha, thank you so much for having us. This is really great for us. Just, you know, just as a team coming together to introduce ourselves, you know, to the student community, and also to the broader AOM community. So thank you for giving us this opportunity. We appreciate it.
Thank you all so much. NDSC is very grateful for our partnership with the Management Consulting Division. We love being able to get students increased exposure to the divisions, particularly early on, as they're still trying to figure out where they belong. I think a lot of people, you know, join whatever division their advisor is in, which is all well and good, but the more you know, the more informed you are, the better you can find the place within the broader AOM community that is going to be most useful and best fitting for you in your career, because AOM is massive. So it's important to find these small communities that fit with what you're doing.
Yes, and we are not exclusive. So when you do your AOM registration, you can choose two divisions. So you still can choose your advisor division and then pick us at the second one. So
wonderful. Well, thank you all so much.
Thank you all for this podcast. This was fun.